Every couple of weeks I speak to Tori Sabarton, who is the General Manager with the Brentwood Care Centre. She's got a bit of a sore throat today, so she's going to give it her best shot. Are you there?
I am here. I'm squeaky, but still present.
I should get you to do some voiceovers when your voice is like this.
But you know, it's amazing. I sound like a completely different person. I'm not sure I like it. I think the staff here are enjoying the fact that I've got no voice.
Now, Brentwood Care Centre, let's talk about the changes to COVID. We've had all this come through from the Prime Minister and the changes that are going to be happening, but it's not going to be the same for social care, is it?
No, it isn't. And I guess, you know, we all sit and kind of wait. We've been 2 years now into this kind of pandemic and all sitting and kind of watching the news and hoping that everything is going to return to normal. And so I just wanted to take the opportunity today just to kind of reflect on the 2 years that we've had and how desperately hard everybody has worked, but also to pick up the point that there'll be a lot of people that have been visiting their loved ones in care homes up and down the country, and that those changes that he has just announced are not going to be the same for social care. So as was last time, when he kind of released information around, you know, there was going to be open doors and people weren't having to wear masks, it isn't the same in social care. We are having to wait until pretty much the 1st of kind of April to find out what the changes will be. So there'll be a lot of anxiety over the next couple of weeks for those people who can see things opening up around them and shops will be returning to normal and concert venues are opening and, you know, you can go out and not wear a mask and all of those things, and people don't have to test anymore. And that's for the general population. Unfortunately, the social care, or fortunately, depending on which way you look at it, there is still this need to protect those most vulnerable people in society. And so those changes do not affect care homes currently. There will still be some testing that goes on for people coming in. We will still be asking people to wear PPE. And each provider is doing something that's slightly different within the guidance that we've had. But I just wanted to reassure people. I, like most general managers up and down the country, will be sitting there whooping at the changes that we've had made. But still with that slight hesitancy. We've not made decisions lightly or easily over the last 2 years, and we are so very aware of the effect that it has on the people that we support and their families. But just to say, just bear with us, because it's right and proper that we try to return to normal in the great big world outside of care homes. There needs to be a sense of caution. We have the most vulnerable people that we look after, yeah. And we are doing everything that we can to support those people. So the changes will be slightly slower for us, and people just need to kind of be a little bit patient with us, and just obviously keep in contact with their providers, with the managers that will give them information as to what their particular homes are doing, and ultimately the staff here at Brentwood Care Centre. We don't have to do PCR testing anymore, so we're whipping at that one, but we still would have to do lateral flow tests. So there's a lot of things that are changing outside, not so much for inside.
Now, recruitment. You've actually got your own recruitment website, have you?
Yeah, RCH are getting a recruitment website. It's all very exciting. So we've been doing lots of work, and everybody knows social care is, it's a little bit of a difficult place to be at the minute. Lots of people affected by the pandemic. Obviously, there was the kind of war over vaccines, and lots of people left social care because it was a mandatory thing that you had to be vaccinated. Ultimately, that's currently being reviewed. But a lot of people have moved out of social care. And so there are jobs around. And RCH is one of those kind of companies, forward thinking, that we've actually looked at reviewing our kind of recruitment systems and processes. And so people, if you go onto our website, there is a specific recruitment page now which tells you all about the vacancies and all the RCH care homes, and certainly for here at Brentwood. And you'll be able to kind of just take some snippets of information from people that work at RCH There's some great videos and kind of little videographs of people that actually work in our care homes, just sharing their experiences of working in social care and certainly working in the homes here. And it's really lovely because as a manager, I wasn't involved in any of that. And great for me to hear some of those kind of testimonials and reflections from some of those staff too. So if you're looking for a job in social care, absolutely. It's an amazing place to work. Every day is different. And no job is easy, I have to say that. But you take something away from social care every single day. So it is an amazing place to work at Brentwood Care Centre, an amazing arena to work in, as in social care. But you can see the kind of roles that we're recruiting for on our Facebook page and on our website, and certainly the RCH recruitment page.
Yeah, so if you go along to RCH Care Homes, you will find all the details there. And also if you go to Facebook, you can find the Brentwood Care Centre there, as they've got their own dedicated page as well. So I'm going to leave you to rest your voice. I hope that you feel better.
Thank you so much. I'm glad I squeaked my way through.
You did very, very, very well. It's lovely to talk to you. We'll talk to you again in another couple of weeks.
Indeed. Take care.
Take care, my love. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. That is Tori there, who is the General Manager, and that's the Brentwood Care Centre. And if you are looking to get into the care industry, or you've worked in the care industry and you're looking to get back and work locally in Brentwood, look at RCH Care Homes online. You'll find the Brentwood Care Centre there, and you can find out more about the Brentwood Care Centre on their dedicated Facebook page, which is Brentwood Care Centre.